KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, clear skies, 21 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund recently donated $1,300 worth of books to the Washington Elementary and Schuler Elementary Libraries here in Atlantic. Trevor's mom and fund spokesperson, Melanie Petty, said promoting reading is important to the fund. She said Trevor was an avid reader, and we hope with our annual donation we can spark an interest in young children to read on a daily basis. Officials of the Atlantic Municipal Utilities and Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced the winners of the 2015 Holiday Christmas Lighting Contest called Deck the Homes. The contest encouraged the community to nominate their favorite merry and bright home. First place winners of AMU's annual Christmas lighting contest are Kevin and Amanda Meyer, whose outdoor light display can be seen at 206 East 9th Street in Atlantic. The Meyers received a $100 credit toward their AMU utility services. The second place winner is a resident at 1700 Lomas Circle in Atlantic. Congratulations to Tara Peterson for her spectacular outdoor light display. Peterson was awarded a $75 credit toward her AMU utility services. Third place winners are Ruth and Suzanne Meyer, residents at 1004 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. The Meyers will receive a $50 credit for their light display. The Chamber thanks AMU for its continued support of annual Holiday Christmas Deck the Homes contest. Also thanks to the Delta Zeta chapter of Beta Sigma Phi for their donation of $200. That money will be used to maintain downtown lighting. The 2016 Atlantic Area Chamber Image Builders Community will also be upcycling the existing poles on Walnut and Poplar Street with the help of that donation. In other news, a Council Bluffs man is back in prison after, among other things, allegedly breaking a rib of a 64-year-old woman. Bluffs police told the Daily Nonpareil that 20-year-old Alec Roby was arrested on Wednesday night and charged with aggravated assault, a misdemeanor, and felony counts of assault causing willful injury and second-degree criminal mischief. The willful injury and criminal mischief charges are felonies and each subject to 5 years in prison. Police Sergeant Chad Myers said Roby got into a verbal altercation with the victim at her home in McKenzie Circle. During the altercation, he allegedly assaulted the woman, destroyed televisions and collectible china, and caused damage to walls. The damage amounted to $2,000. Roby remains in the custody of the Pottawatomie County Jail with bond set at $7,500. His arrest Wednesday was Roby's second in 4 months. Back on September the 1st, Roby was arrested at a Council Bluffs convenience store. And when he was booked into the corrections facility, staff allegedly found 3 grams of methamphetamine in his shoe. Roby then spent 8 days in jail before posting bond. On December 1st, he was sentenced to 1 year in prison, but as part of a plea agreement, all but 8 days were suspended, and he was placed on probation for a year. Thus far, the state of Iowa has not charged Roby with violating his probation. A Southwest Iowa man charged with assisted suicide and the death of a female companion in 2014 pleaded guilty this week. A court order signed Monday states 59-year-old James Zing was given a suspended 10-year prison sentence and 2 years of probation. Zing pleaded guilty to a charge of assisted suicide in connection with the death of 47-year-old Gwendolyn Melloway in January of 2014. Zing was prosecuted under a seldom-used Iowa law that dates to 1996. The law makes it a felony if someone intentionally or knowingly assists, solicits, or incites another person to commit or attempt to commit suicide. Nebraska has a similar law on its books. Officials say Melloway died January 21st, 2014, 2 days after making a suicide pact with Zing and then ingesting a lethal cocktail of pills. Zing also took pills but did not die. In a telephone interview later that year, he disputed the characterization, saying it was Melloway's idea to swallow pills and he went along with it. The Iowa Medical Examiner's Office ruled her death a suicide caused by an acute drug overdose. After an investigation, Zing was arrested in June of 2014. Police in Council Bluffs are warning area residents about a new scam that's going around. The scam begins with motorists finding notes left on their vehicles in parking lots. The note says a guy named Dave saw the vehicle hit and damage his vehicle. Dave then instructs the person to contact him within the hour or he'll notify police. The note also says that Dave took photos of the person's vehicle and their license plates. So when drivers call Dave, he asks them to pay a certain amount of money to keep the insurance companies out of it. Police say in no instance was damage found on the potential victim's vehicle, and there was no proof of an accident ever given by Dave. And authorities say, therefore, this is a scam. If you are in an accident in the Council Bluffs area, you're asked to call their non-emergency dispatch number at 712 712- 828-5737 and file a report with police. Two people were arrested this week on drug charges in Creston. Authorities said early Thursday morning, 18-year-old Tyler Lee Ray of Afton was arrested and charged with driving while suspended, possession of stolen property, possession of a concealed weapon, possession of marijuana, and illegal possession of prescription pills. Ray was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Wednesday evening, Creston police arrested 40-year-old Amber Skeen of Creston on a warrant for three counts of prohibited acts and tampering with records. Skeen was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $50,000 bond. Also arrested Wednesday in Creston was 20-year-old Cammie Hilton, who was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Hilton was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on a $300 bond. Creston police said also that a resident reported Wednesday someone stole a red 8-inch notebook tablet from the vehicle or residence in the 900 block of West Mill Street. The incident happened sometime between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Monday. Loss was estimated at $80. And a Davenport man reported to police Wednesday that sometime between 11:30 p.m. Tuesday and 9 a.m. Wednesday, someone vandalized his parked vehicle at 124 North Elm Street in Creston. Loss was estimated at $250. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On Wednesday, deputies arrested 22-year-old Rocky James Runyon of Hastings for a probation violation. His bond was set at $5,000. That same day, 29-year-old Brandon Scott Felder of Hastings was arrested for interference with official acts. Bond was set at $300. And on Tuesday, Mills County deputies arrested 34-year-old William Randall Cody of Malvern for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $2,000. Also, a Glenwood man was injured during an accident Wednesday afternoon in Mills County. Officials say Donald Hall was transported to a hospital in Council Bluffs after his 2000 Dodge was struck from behind by a 1999 semi. Hall was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 12:25 p.m. and had begun to slow down when a grain hauler truck entered the highway from a farm drive. Another vehicle in front of Hall also began to slow for the grain hauler truck. The semi, driven by Clifton Kopischke of Mankato, Minnesota, was behind Hall and saw the vehicles in front of him begin to slow. Kopischke said he reached down but could not get the semi slowed because the trailer he was hauling was empty. Following the collision, both vehicles pulled off onto the shoulder of Highway 34. And the driver of a vehicle stopped for speeding in Pottawatomie County last week was arrested on a felony drug charge after a canine unit detected the presence of drugs in the vehicle. A Pott County Sheriff's deputy stopped 35-year-old Shannon Gillespie of Cedar Rapids as he was traveling east on Interstate 80 near the Highway 6 exit to Council Bluffs. According to the arrest affidavit, the deputy issued a warning for excessive speed and then asked to search the vehicle. Gillespie allegedly refused the search, so a police service dog did a free air sniff around the vehicle. The dog alerted the deputy to the possibility of drugs in the car, and a probable cause search was conducted, during which 17 pounds of marijuana was found. Gillespie was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison if convicted. He was released from the Pott County Jail December 10th after posting $2,000 bond. Gillespie's next court date will be on January 6th. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.